that time of year when, if you're out and about, walking through a park, going through a lane to get to the station, suddenly, before you know it, you find yourself being attacked from the sky. In fact, magpie attacks are so bad that the Iron Ear Hospital have issued a warning to, well, all of us vulnerable Victorians. Dr. Carmel Crock from the Emergency Department at the Royal Victorian Iron Ear Hospital is on the line. Morning to you, Dr. Crock.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Well, I'm deeply, deeply troubled. First of all, you tell us if a magpie attacks, don't run, but that's instinctively what you do.
Look, apparently, I'm no expert on what to do to prevent the attacks, but the Department of Environment, Land, Water and Planning tell us move quickly but don't run. Obviously, protect your head and your eyes. And if at all possible, to avoid sort of the hot spots that they have on their magpie map, the areas of Melbourne where people are getting attacked. At the Iron Ear, we've seen in the last few weeks lots of cases from Lonsdale Street for some reason.
Lonsdale Street?
Yep, so there seems to be an angry bird around there. Also Punt Road, Lygon Street and Heffernan Lane in the CBD.
Where's Heffernan Lane?
I'm not sure exactly, John. Oh. I did look it up before I came on, but somewhere in the CBD.
Hmm. So is it, surely it's not just in the centre of Melbourne, though. It's all across the state,
not at all.
The country.
All across the state, I think. And look, normally, John, we might see one or two a month, but in July we saw 14 cases of bird eye injuries. August there were 12. October, in the last week, one day we saw 5 in the one day, including a penetrating eye injury that needed to go to theatre. So although a lot of the injuries are quite minor, it can just be a scratch on the surface of the eye or a scratch to the conjunctiva, to the covering, they can really go all the way through and cause a penetrating injury and bleeding and bruising at the back of the eye to the retina.
So they're very deliberately heading for people's eyes, not just the back of their head.
They seem to be. They seem to, like to attack the eyes and the head.
How do we... I've seen people walking around with umbrellas. That's a bit impractical when you're trying to ride a bicycle or jog.
Yeah. Look, I think you just have to be conscious that if a bird starts to swoop, you sort of assume that they're not going to attack you, but actually I think you do have to put your hands over your eyes and really protect them quite consciously.
I've, in fact, in the park not long ago, noticed that the magpie chose to attack the dog rather than me.
Yes, yeah, I have read about that sometimes they take a particular dislike to the animal with the person. So maybe we also have to protect our animals' eyes if you're walking in the park.
I was quite grateful to the dog for diverting the attention of the magpie away from my sensitive self.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of thought the dog's probably better equipped to look after herself than I am, actually.
Mm.
But either way. So this is serious, is the point, though. And the Iron Ear Hospital putting out a press release is saying don't just regard it as a nuisance. You should, in fact, be aware they can cause some serious harm.
That's right. Look, I started getting emails from 3 or 4 of my registrars saying, should we do something about this? And we contacted Melbourne City Council because it was just an extraordinary number that every day we're seeing them. And as I say, one day there were 5 in the one day, which was, again, extraordinary for us. So we really just did want to warn the public and say it's more than just a nuisance. If it's a little scratch on the eye, that's one thing. It's uncomfortable, but if it can be a serious eye injury.
We regard ourselves now as truly warned. Thank you indeed. Dr. Carmel Crock from the Royal Victorian Iron Ear Hospital's Emergency Department.